Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, so let's start. It's a month of growth. Growth signifies life. Are you with me? Growth signifies life. If something has life, it will grow. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
If you planted a bean seed and it's not growing, after 3 months, there's no growth, you'd say, I don't think it's alive. It's dead. If something is alive, it will grow. So plants are living things, and they do what? They grow. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. People are living things, and they do what? They grow. When you give birth to a baby, you expect the baby to do what? To grow. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
yeah. So, whatever is alive grows. So, if something needs to grow, it needs to come in contact with life. Are you seeing it?
Yes, Pastor.
Life. And remember, the spiritual controls the physical. And so if you have a business that is physical, before that business existed physically, there had to be a spiritual source. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
There had to be a spiritual origin. And so for that business to grow physically, there must be some contact with life spiritually. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
Now, Jesus said in John 14, I am the way, the truth. Aren't we blessed? We are following someone who knows road. Who is certain. Certain. He says, I am the way. What he's saying is, if you follow me, you have found the way. I've heard other religions, and it's do this, maybe. You're not even sure what you're doing. Right? You're not sure. You're not sure this thing that I'm doing will give me this result, but not with Jesus. He says, I am the way. No other person talks like that. They say, I will show you the way. Right? And they get lost because they don't show you Jesus. Jesus doesn't come and say, I will show you the way. No, he says, I am the way. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then he says, the truth. That means whatever he did was absolute. Whatever he said was the best. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Let me just say this. Quick detour. Jesus is the best. There is no better person anywhere else. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
Whatever Jesus said, that was the best way to say it. Whatever he did, that was the best way to do it. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You could follow someone on the earth. Maybe Elijah, right? Elijah, powerful prophet. Do you remember Elijah?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you paying attention to
yes,
me?
Pastor.
Elijah, powerful prophet, did lots of miracles, didn't he?
Yes.
Great man of God, isn't he?
Yes.
I mean, when Jesus went up the mountain, Elijah and Moses appeared to him. That must be some prophet. And Elijah signified the prophet. That must be some prophet. And then one day some men came to call him for the king. He didn't like the way they sounded. He said, man of God, come down. He said, ah, if I be a man of God, fire come down and consume you. And before you know what's happening, burnt meat. The fire consumed them. What a man. Someone can say that and be inspired. Say, let my enemies try me. Hey, spirit of Elijah is on top of me. I will call fire and destroy you. But do you know, that was not the best. That was not the best. I know some people are inspired by Elijah. Inspired by Isaiah. He said, I'm so motivated by Jeremiah. Listen, they are not the best. And if they saw you today, they will not tell you to be motivated by them. Jesus is the best. In the book of Luke, chapter 9, he was going to Jerusalem and was supposed to pass through Samaria. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Do I need to speak gingering to get your attention? As I'm talking like this, you're listening, right? Yeah, because at times that gingering stuff is important. If you're about to sleep, you say, fire! You wake up. But listen to me. He was going to Jerusalem and was supposed to pass through Samaria. Now, he had been there before, all right, in John chapter 4. They knew him. But they found out he wasn't going to stay. He was just passing. And so they didn't welcome him. Now, remember Elijah came before Jesus. And his disciples had heard about Elijah. James and John, they were very inspired by Elijah. Now, they are going to prepare somewhere for Jesus in Samaria. And they said he should not come. James and John went to meet Jesus. He said, Master, should we call down fire from heaven and consume them just like Elijah did? They were so angry, they were willing to burn those people. Think about it. With the children there. Because they were so inspired by Elijah. Motivated by Elijah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And these two guys, remember, earlier in that same Luke 9, they were on the mountain with Jesus and they saw Elijah and Moses. So they thought it must be the real deal. But Jesus said, hey, don't you know the spirit that you're of? He said, leave them. That's the best. That's the best response. He said, leave them alone. Think about it. This is God. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
This is God, the one who is power himself. And someone insults him. He says, leave them. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
And he went somewhere else. That's the best response. I keep thinking about it often. I think the Pharisees were so wicked to Jesus. Do you know?
Yes.
I want you to learn something from Jesus. All right?
Yes, Pastor.
They were so wicked to Jesus. They tried to negate him. They were opposing him every single turn. And you know what? Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He never said, all of you are blind. He could have made them blind. Do you know? He could have killed them. Do you know?
Yes.
Do you know he didn't kill anybody? They called him a madman. They called him a devil. They opposed him. He didn't kill anybody. He is the best. In life, I know you're a child of God. You're anointed. Touch not my anointed. And so if someone insults you, you're expecting them to come back with broken leg because your angel has followed them and will deal with them. Remove that spirit of Elijah. Function as the best example, Jesus. Nothing has happened to them. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Besides, remember who your father is, okay? Are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
I'm talking about growth, but pay attention to me, okay?
Yes,
remember who your father is. This is my thought. You can borrow my thought, okay?
Yes,
if someone offend me, peradventure, okay?
Yes,
I just always think, oh, I don't even foresee that anything will happen to them. You know why? Because I know my father. He's very merciful, kind, and forgiving. Even if this guy was so wicked to me, are we together? And I want God to punish him. Once this guy turns and says, I'm sorry, God will act as though he didn't do anything. Why me? I'll be there saying, waiting for something to happen. Waiting for him to fall. But God doesn't even remember anything happened. So once I found that out, I stopped bothering. Just leave them. Don't say, no, on the last day. You don't say anything. Why? Because you also might have offended someone. And Trailer did not jam you. Praise the Lord. All right, so we're talking about Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the what? The life. But remember, growth signifies life. So if the life is with you, that means everything about you has to grow. Are you saying it?
Yes.
Say, if Jesus in the family, happy, happy, oh, happy, happy home. You see, happy, happy home, happy, happy, oh. Home. You see, I've learned something now. Those are our nursery school teachers. Those words, on the last day, they will hear it. Happy, happy home. Happy, happy home. But anytime they compose song for Jesus, they must do for Satan. And I don't know why. If Satan in the family, trouble, trouble. All right? Okay. But here's the thing. If life is with you, then growth. Growth in that house. Because growth signifies what? Life. Growth and increase only if life is with you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this month you're going to experience growth. And I'm going to experience growth. Growth in your finances. And let me tell you something. Monitor it. Because there are people, if I say growth now, end of the month, I'm talking with them. Say, yeah, actually, more money came in. But, you know, they don't even link it to the word of the month. Do you understand? They don't. And I just listen to them. More money came in. More money, yeah. So like two jobs, money is coming in. But are you seeing it? They're so used to the progress. No, this month, monitor it. So when more opportunities come, you say, yes, it's my month of growth. And remember, whatever you monitor and give thanks multiplies. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. And remember, growth is God's idea. When something is growing, it means things are getting better. Right?
Yes.
When a child is growing, you expect him to get better, at least more useful. When he's a baby, everybody does everything for him. You brush his teeth for him. You bathe him. He pours water. You mop it. Waiting for him to grow, so you beat him for this. But by the time he grows, your expectation is the workload will reduce. Right? At least now he can wash plates. Not just his own, but your own too. He can wash clothes. He can be more useful. So growth, once things are growing, it means they are getting better. As a plant is growing, it can produce more fruits. Right?
Yes,
and we need the fruits. So growth means things are getting better. Now, as a Christian, God expects you to grow spiritually. Are you in this place? Not to be at the same point, but to grow spiritually. That means what you know about God last year compared to this year, there should be an improvement. That's why you're a Christian. At times I think, if you ignore the word of God for hustle, how much can you get from that hustle? You know what Jesus taught Peter? He showed Peter that profit he's looking for, he can give it to him in a split second. That's what he showed him. The Bible says they had been toiling all night, trying to catch fish. And then the word of God came. And he said, can you, move me into the water a bit? Because he wanted to preach. So Peter gave his time to the word of God, gave his resources to the word of God. When he was done, Jesus said, all right, cast your net for a catch. So says, no, I can't waste time. I can't waste time. 8 o'clock, I have to be in that place. 8 o'clock, I have to be in that place. That 8 o'clock you're going to, how much will you make? Say, at least three people bought three things. How much was on top of it? And 20 naira profit. That's 16 naira. If you gave time to the word, he'll tell you, cast your net for a catch. And Peter said, Master, we have toiled all night. That means we have hustled. Do you understand?
Yes,
all night hustling. He said, but at your word, I'll do it. And he tossed the net. Probably did not even do it with lots of expectation. Let's do it. And the Bible says they caught so many fishes. Big fishes. The net did what? Broke. Then they dragged it into their boat. Their boat began to do what? Sink. Or his boat. He called James and John to bring another boat. The two boats began to sink. What do you want that God cannot give you? When Peter saw that, he ran to him, said, Master, please go. I'm a sinful man. He just said, hey, follow me, and I'll make you. If you saw that, you will follow him. Because you know you'll never be hungry again. Are we together? You never need money again. In a split second, he gave to him more than what they have been toiling all night for. So as a Christian, at times you get distracted by the prayers of the world, make money, get some profit, calculate your prayer for the day, 3,500, you made money. How much is 3,500? Now you don't have time for the word. You don't focus on your spiritual growth. Change that. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Change that. When you get born again, God expects you to grow. to grow spiritually, to know more about Him. Your knowledge about God improves every day. Are you in this place? Gets better every day. With that knowledge, all you require will be given to you. Remember, God has been in this world longer than you. Are you in this place? So He knows where all the money you want is. Right? He knows who is holding it. He knows which junction you should go to. He knows the company you should work in. Are you in this place? Then He told us something. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and every other thing. That means every other thing is in the kingdom. Once you've gotten the kingdom, so whatever you're looking for is inside the kingdom. So you need to focus on growing, knowing God better in your life. Not every time run to pastor. Not every time look for prophets. Not every time looking for apostle. No, you know God yourself. If something happened in your family, you know how to deal with that thing. If something happened in your body, you know what to do. You know who He is. He talks to you. You talk to Him. Not every time you come to church and you're ignorant. You don't know what God is saying now concerning your life. For some people, they don't even care. I remove that spirit of carelessness from you.
Amen.
Begin to care. To know what God is saying. All right. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, so you have to grow spiritually. Now, naturally, we monitor a baby's growth, really, or maturity, or intelligence, by the way he or she talks. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
Someone says, no, by the way they walk. No, someone can be walking and not have sense. So we monitor. When you hear them speak, you know this person can do something. All right? Have you ever been in a place? This has happened to me so much last week. And you hear someone break grammar. Right? I can't even say it. The indisputable productivity. My dear person is done. You say, ah! Because the words coming out, this person was no book. So one of the ways you know someone is mature or growing, you listen to the person's words. All right? You listen. You hear how they talk. Thank you. You hear how they talk. So as a baby is growing, the way he's talking gets better. Right? Gets better. Are you in this place? Yeah. At times a baby is growing up, calls everybody, Chris. What's his name? Chris. He'll be happy. How old is the baby? 1 year old. And he's saying Chris. So he's saying, Chris, come. Hey, I'm coming. Why? Because he's a baby. You know he doesn't know anything. Well, if a baby calls me Chris, I'll say, come on, change it. Wisdom. But the point is, you don't expect much from a baby in terms of talking. Right? Dada, mama. Doesn't make any sense. Okay, let me tell you. This crazy stuff I just told you is real. My younger brother, while I was growing up, was calling the house help, yeah. And she was happy. She was going. Nobody beat him. We too started calling her yeah. And she said, oh, well, that's what the baby is saying. But if he's 16 years old and he calls her yeah, that would be an insult. Because the idea is now that he's grown, he should learn to talk better. So one sign that you're growing naturally is you learn to talk better. You can express yourself more excellently. And there are people, even naturally, let's start with that, can't even talk, can't talk right. Everything is argument. Everything is war. Right? They want to tell you, please, can you get up? Get up from this place. Say, baby, no, that's the way I talk. So you're shouting, I am not shouting. Would you work with that kind of person? Say, no, this one has not grown. Let me show you something. Go to Proverbs. Proverbs 22.
the more you grow, the more you know how to communicate.
Proverbs 22. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
No, if you're working in a company as a receptionist and your guy's friend that is very angry with him comes to the office, says, "Your guy around? Your guy around? Tell him I said he's stupid." Then he goes, "Would you go and tell your guy that?" He said, "No, I just want to pass information. This is how we did it, sir. He came and said I should tell you." As you're saying, "Pete, you're outside the company already." Because if you're grown, you know how to communicate well. Even if someone told you to say something wrong, you will not say it. You put it the right way. Say, "Oh, guy, your friend came. He's very angry. What did he say, sir?" "Many things, but he's very angry." As a Christian, one of the signs that you're growing is that you learn how to talk. Because your body is paining you. Must you say, "I have ulcer"? Just like, because the guy came and said, "Hey, your guy is stupid," doesn't mean you have to say it. Are we together? Because you know it is not right. You know it will cost you your job. Now you have stomach pain. You say, "I have ulcer." A spiritual person will not say it because you know it will cost you your life. The Bible says to be carnally minded is what? Death. Proverbs 22. The very, very popular part of the Bible. Are you there? All right, verse 6. Are you there? Verse 6. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Is that correct?
Yes.
So true. So true. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. We hear that every Children's Day. All right? But it's true. So true. Because while he's a child, that's his formative years. He's forming. He's learning. Someone says, no. But I know a pastor's son that did not turn out to be a pastor. How old is he? 18. He's in school now. He's just misbehaving. Give him time. He will come back. Are we together? He will come back. Oh, I'm so sure. There are many people I've seen like that. Say, while I was growing up, my parents, very strict, very religious. And me too, I left them. But now, I found grace. They think it is cut off from what their parents did. It's a lie. It is that training. Because most of what they are doing now, they got from what they learned as young children. Train up a child in the way he should go. Learn to train up children. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Your little boy just told a lie. You say, "Leave him, he's a child." Well, either he'll be in prison by the time he's grown up, or he'll be a politician. Then end up with EFCC. Still the same thing. No, if he tells a lie, tell him, "Keep quiet. Spare the rod and do what?" So don't spare the rod. Bring that cane. Someone says, Child abuse. How can you flog the child? Okay. You've not seen some children. I remember I went to stay with someone. It's a teacher. Teaching nursery school kids. And she'll tell us at home how she flogged one. That girl is very stubborn. She flogged that. And I'll be like, Small child said, "No, she flogged that." And the girl was with her walker. She flogged. I was like, "Small child, be compassionate." So one day I went to join her at work and she went somewhere. She said, "I should be the one to take care of the children's break." What those children use my eye to see. The only reason why I did not beat them to pieces was because I'd already said, Fortunately, I found myself saying, and I kid you not, I will report you to auntie. Why? So when she came, I pointed this one. Said, "Foolishness in the heart of a child." The rod of correction will do what?
It is God that made the children, no? It tells you what's inside. So when they start to misbehave.
All right, but all this story, I was trying to get your attention to something. It said, train up the child in the way he should go. The word, he should go there, is gotten from the Hebrew, pe. You know what pe means? Mouth. Did you hear me?
Yes,
pe means mouth. So what God actually was saying was, train your child to talk well. I keep wondering why they put it the way they put it. He should go. What does he should go mean? Actually means mouth. Train him the way he should talk. And yes, that is what God would say. Because if the child learns how to talk right from the start, he'll be successful in life. That's what he said. Train him in the way he should talk. No, a child, you ask, you know, as a baby is growing up, you ask, what do you want to be? I want to be a bed. You want to be a bed, yes. Or what? A centipede. I'll just be going like this. Okay. As he grows, he changes it, right? He begins to learn. What do you want to be? I want to be a police officer. That's not very inspiring. I remember when I was small, this happened at home. I was in the other room. My mom and my brother were in the parlor. My mom asked my brother, what do you want to be? He said, police officer. I said, shut up. Come on, get away from here. I was just laughing. But then he learns, says, I want to be a doctor. Are we together? Yeah. But God is saying, for every child, train him how to talk. Train her how to talk. Are we together? Yeah. Her friend says she has a big head. Tell them, no. Say, I'm super intelligent. Say, nothing can stand against me. See, I'm always victorious. Imagine if all the things you learned now, you were brought up that way. What a life you would live. But God already advised parents since to do it. It's KJV that made them say the way he should go. But he actually said the way he should talk. The way he sounds. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So as a Christian, here's the point. When you're born again, you have to grow. And one of the ways we know you're growing is the way you talk. The quality of words that come out of your mouth. Yes, you have learned the way the world talks. But then as a Christian, you unlearn that and start talking well. If you want to know a spiritual person, just listen to him talk. The way he puts words together, the way he uses words, you will know this person has grown. Has in the world, some things could be fashionable. So why didn't you come? Or we have a meeting by 4 p.m. Says, I'm afraid I can't make it. I'm afraid. So I'm afraid it's going to rain. Sounds so nice, doesn't it? I'm afraid you're too late. Sounds good. If you're a Christian talking like that, you're a child. It's just like saying dada gaga. Or I'm Chris. You change it. So I don't fear. I'm not fearing rain. Someone says, no, it's just semantics. I've told you guys before. Are you in this place?
Yes,
in the realm of the spirit, nothing like just semantics. It's a law. What you say, you would experience. I've told you guys before. And this law doesn't understand when you're joking. If we had a bare wire, like the one here now, okay? And you have light, power coming through the wire. Well, someone says, ha, 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 ha. I'm just joking, though, and touches it. Would the wire say, oh, he's joking, no electrocution? Is that what's going to happen? Come on, I'm in this place. Is that what's going to happen? Ha, ha, ha. He would get, like, you just see him black, like this. If someone going to say, I'm very serious right now, and touches the wire, he'll remain like that. If a baby touches the wire will say, no, this is just a youth. You don't know what's happening. He'll remain like that. If an elderly person says, can't you see my gray hair? Touches the wire, what will happen? He'll get electrocuted. Are you in this place? And so laws don't understand jokes or mere semantics. So you say, I'm afraid it's going to rain. You're putting fear inside yourself. One day, it will not be rain you'll be afraid of. To be dead when you're in that bus. And there's nothing you can do. You can't even bring forth the word. Why? Because you're afraid. But if you've grown spiritually, the way you talk will change. The kind of things you say will change. Go to James 3. Lastly, James 3. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you learning something?
Yes, Pastor.
So if you're a child, you'll be talking anyhow. Everything that is invoked. You know, people are just interesting. Everything that is invoked, they will be the first person to sponsor it. If there's a joke now or a popular saying, now so will they fly, they'll be the first people to bring it in their house. Everything, they're the ones introducing it to their family. Now so will they fly. Which one is that one? Now the new thing where they rain. Oh. Every time, spiritually, they are children. Because when you grow, you realize that words are important. There's some things you cannot say. Are we together? There's some things you cannot joke with when you grow. I remember I heard a story that was said by Gloria Copeland. And she was saying that Ellen Hagin was called to minister to this young man who was about to die. So he called him. And he said, this man is about to die. Pray for him. And so, are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Benga, are you here? So Ken Hagin said, immediately he put his hands on the guy to pray for him. Jesus said, don't. That was the first time I was hearing something like that. So, of course, did again. Jesus said, don't pray for him. Said he has set a law in motion that cannot be broken at this time. Ken Hagin heard that. Said, he started thinking. So he called all the people that knew this guy. Are in this place?
Yes.
Called all of them. And said, tell me about this young man. Called his family and his friends. And he said, oh, he has a popular slang. I never live beyond 40. He did not interview all of them together. Are we together? Independently. He had a popular slang. I'll never live beyond 40. He just celebrated his 40th birthday. He died. But while he was saying this, you know, life begins at 40. Do you understand? So maybe that's what he was using. Instead of life begins at 40, I'll never live beyond 40. Seemed like a joke. He set a law in motion. Someone says, but couldn't Jesus do something? What do you want him to do? The guy is the one who said, listen, it's not Jesus that said it for him. He's the one that said he would never live beyond 40. Someone wants to die. What do you want Jesus to do? Told him, don't bother. He has set a law in motion that cannot be broken at this time. Wow. Wow. So that means I'm a success.
I'm a success.
Favored everywhere.
Favored.
No, when you set that law in motion, nothing anybody can do will break it. They say everybody's, they don't listen to people, but you have been speaking goodness and mercy chasing after me. By the time you show up there, Jesus would say he has set a law in motion that cannot be broken at this time. Even if they don't have anybody's time, for you it is different. There's a law you're functioning with. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Learn to talk. Tell your neighbor, learn to talk.
Learn to talk.
Learn to talk. All right, James 3, verse 2. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
James 3, verse 2. All right, let's read it together. One, to go. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. And able also to bridle the whole body. He says, if any man offend not in what? In word. Not in speech. In word. Are you in this place? All right. In word. The word there is logos. That means the word of God. Are you in this place? He says, if any man offend not in word, he is a perfect man. He is a matured man. Not in speech.
If you are saying, any man offend not in speech, I have to be careful what I say. No, he's saying, the words you speak, are they in line with the word? Don't speak words that are offensive to God's word. God says you are prospering. Don't say otherwise. He says, if any man offend not in word, he is a perfect man. God says you walk in victory. Don't say otherwise. The Bible says you have a sound mind. Don't say I don't understand. He says he's a perfect man. He's a matured man. Are we together?
Yes,
that means he's not a child. This man of growth, you have to learn. If you don't know the right thing to say, are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
Keep quiet. But only speak what the word of God would have you say. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
Only speak the word. If you don't know what to say, and you at times, maybe something is happening, and you're not sure how you should say it, okay? You're not sure. Keep quiet until you're sure what to say. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But then look at it. God said, train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he is old, he will not depart from it. So if that child had been speaking growth all his life, when he is old, it would be impossible for him not to experience growth. Are you seeing it?
Yes,
so in this month of growth, growing spiritually means learning how to talk. And one example that I've learned how to talk is to speak growth in every aspect of my life. Are you saying it?
Yes, Pastor.
This month, someone asks you, how are you? Say, I'm growing.
Growing.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
So it says, how are you doing? Say, I'm growing. How is the business? Say, it's growing. How is your family? We are growing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How is that cause? Say, my understanding of it is growing. Speak growth this month. Speak right this month. So as you're growing spiritually, it's obvious in everything that concerns you. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Have you learned something?